الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani Channel, once again, we say marhaba, welcome. And today, inshallah, tabaraka ta'ala, we are going to discuss specifically about the first Khalif of Islam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But first and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting Durood Salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. The beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam has mentioned, if a person recites once Durood upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, 10 good deeds will be written in his account, inshallah, 10 sins will be forgiven, inshallah, tabaraka ta'ala, and that person's status will be upgraded by 10 times, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatun wa salamu alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. As it is our usual practice, Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah is giving us that mindset that always make intention for good deeds. The more mere intentions that we make, the more the reward in our account. So let us refresh this hadith mubarakah in which the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is greater than his action. First and foremost, our intention, yours and mine, should be only and only for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever we learn in the silsila, we try to pass this message on to our fellow Muslims, inshallah, azawajalla. When we hear the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, let us make intention that we will praise Allah azawajalla. When we hear the name or the attribute of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, let us recite durood salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala, many intentions one can make. If Allah is willing, lots of intentions, more reward in our account. So do not lose this great opportunity of making mere intentions in our, inshallah. The more mere intentions we make, the more reward in our account, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatun wa salamun alayka, ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, we're going to discuss about that great personality, the greatest personality after our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam on this earth is none other than Amir al-Mu'mineen, the first Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, today we try to cover some aspects about this great personality. And if you recall that in Maktabatul Madina, which is the publishing department of Dawat Islami, a huge book, very huge book, is written only on the life of Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, actually an encyclopedia which covers many aspects of the lifestyle of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And also another booklet written by Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, The Unparalleled Devotee, the glimpses of the biography of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. So today, inshallah, we're going to cover some aspects from this booklet, this famous booklet of Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, inshallah, tabaraka ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, subhanallah, he never worshipped idols, because idol worshipping was famous in Makkatul Mukarramah, in the whole Arabia Peninsula. Idols were the famous worship. People were paganists. They used to worship idols. They used to worship the moon, the stars, the water, the oceans, the trees, the plants. So people worshipped everything else other than Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But subhanAllah azza wa jalla, the reality of this great personality of Islam, his status is unparalleled in compared to other Sahaba ikram, Ali Ridwan, the highest in status of companions of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, never ever prostrate to idols. Yes, all the people who lived in Makkah al-Mukarramah, in those states of Arabia in those days, they used to go and worship, they used to go in the temples, and they used to worship the idols. But our Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala never ever worshipped idols. That so much so, that in page 60 and 61 of Malfuzat the Ala Hazrat, at the page of 561 in the publication of Maktabatul Madina, it is said that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu never prostrated to idols. Allahu Akbar. Once in childhood, in his young days, his father took him to the temple, to the idol house. And his father said to him, "These are your majestic and gracious gods, na'udhu billah. Oh Abu Bakr, radiallahu ta'ala, make sajda to them, prostrate to them." When Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala, this is why my dear stomach and views of Malin Chal, you pay careful attention and try to understand the maqam, the status of this beautiful personality, the greatest personality after mine and yours, and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala elevated his status so high that subhanallah azza wa jalla, he became the shining star amongst all the shining stars of the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, of the companions Ali Ridwan. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala came in front of the first idol, Allahu Akbar, you try to imagine this, that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was entering the temple, and his father says, "Okay, prostrate." And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala comes in front of the first idol and says, "Oh idol, I am hungry. Give me some food. I have no clothes. Give me some clothes." And he says, "Oh idol, if you are God, I will throw a stone. Protect yourself. Hide from the stone." How could that idol answer? Allahu Akbar. So Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala took a stone and he threw the stone onto the idol. Huge stone. Idol fell to the ground. On seeing this, his father became so angry. The father of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala became so angry that he slapped him across his blessed face. Across his blessed face. The father then took him from there to his mother. And he told her the whole story, that I took Abu Bakr to the temple, to our place of worship, and this is what your son has done? Mother said, "Leave him on his way." Allahu Akbar. "Leave him on his way. For when he was born," who is talking? The blessed mother, the beloved mother of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, she said that when he was born, there was a voice from the unknown source which was saying, "Oh, the truthful servant of Allah Azza wa Jalla, congratulations, this child is Atiq. He is freed. In the heavens, his name is Siddiq, the truthful one. And he is the companion of the close friend of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." This incident, my dear Islam viewers, mentioned was narrated by Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu himself in the blessed court of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And when he narrated this, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to the court of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and said, "Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu spoke the truth. He is Siddiq, the truthful. Imam Ahmad Kastalani has mentioned this Hadith Mubarakah in Shah Sahih Bukhari, Allahu Akbar. Majid Islam Reviews of Madinah Channel. Now we can understand about the status of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala before the advent of Islam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. He was already gifted. He was already that personality that was already embraced into the deen of Islam. Voice on the unseen announced about him that this person is Atiq, he's freed. Freed from where? Freed from the fire of Jahannam. And he is Siddiq in the heavens, the truthful one. And subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, he is subhanallah the friend of the Messenger of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we learn this. The Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, his childhood, he already had the ishq to Allah Azza wa Jalla and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam. What was the respective name of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala? His name was Abdullah and his kunya is Abu Bakr and his title is As-Siddiq and At-Tiq. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Siddiq is the one who speaks the truth. And he's referred to this title even in the period of ignorance because he always spoke the truth. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala always spoke the truth. And the meaning of At-Tiq is freed. As the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam conveyed glad tidings and said, Anta atikum minan nar, that Ya Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, you are freed from the fire of Jahannam. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. That is why Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala got this title Atiq. Beloved, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was born in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And that personality, which we say Amirul Mu'mineen, leader of the believers, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, was the first to testify what? To testify that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah and Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. From all the people, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was first. And he possessed beautiful, noble virtues and excellences to such a great extent that leading all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is the greatest and most highly ranked of all mankind. After Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu holds the highest rank. So amongst all the men, the free men, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was the first to embrace Islam and he participated in all the holy wars, all the jihad in the company of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam with full devotion. And also, not only that, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu used to be an advisory to the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in every decision of war or peace. Can you imagine what a status, what a maqam Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu has next to the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. That he became the advisor. He became the advisory for the court of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in times of war and in times of peace. How much of hikmah, how much of wisdom Allah Tabarak to granted our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Loved Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, subhanallah azza wa jalla, his loyalty was to the highest levels. And he gave his hand in the hand of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He took bayat and supported the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of the Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in each and every step of his life. On the 22nd of Jamad al-Akhir, on the 13th year after Hijrah, on the blessed day of Monday, after the splendid reign of Caliphate, which lasted for 2 years and 7 months, the leader of the believers, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, Amir al-Muqmineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar al-Farooq, radiyallahu ta'ala, led the janazah salah of Sayyidina Siddiq al-Akbar, radiyallahu ta'ala, and who was blessed with such a blessing. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala, Amir al-Muqmineen, was buried next to the blessed body of mine and yours, and the universal beloved Rasulullah alayhi salam, in the tomb of the beloved Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam, beside the beloved Rasulullah alayhi salam in Madinat al-Munawwarah. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has reconciled all his opinions by saying that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, embraced Islam first from amongst the men. From amongst the men, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala, he embraced Islam first. And subhanAllah, the mother of the believers, Sayyidina Khatijatul Khubra, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, was the first woman to embrace Islam. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala, the first adult male to embrace Islam. Sayyidina Khatija, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, was the first woman to embrace Islam. And subhanAllah, Sayyidina Ali, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali, radiyallahu ta'ala, embraced Islam, who was the first amongst all the youth, amongst all the boys. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. And our Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala, he was very generous. When it came to the distribution of wealth, when it came to the distribution of giving money in the path of Allah ta'ala, whether it be for the war, or whether it be for a sadaqah, or whether it just be for any charity, subhanAllah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala, he outclassed everybody. So much so that is reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira, radiyallahu ta'ala, that the know of the unseen, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that nobody's wealth has given me as much benefit as the wealth of Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Nobody's wealth like the wealth of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. Upon hearing this, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala began to cry, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, after all, you are the owner of all my wealth. You are the owner of all my wealth. I mean, what a status. I mean, they never used to just talk that, no, my wealth is for Allah Azza wa Jalla, my wealth is for the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam, my wealth is for the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They never only used to talk, but subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to put into practicality. It's mentioned in this booklet, the unparalleled devotee, that once in a battle, on the occasion of Ghazwa Tabuk, the Prophet of Rahmah, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala sallam, he ordered all the companions, Sahaba Ikram Ali Midwan, that now is the time for you to donate generously, because we need your wealth for the jihad, for the holy war. Allah, for the sake of Allah, we are asking. And so, all of them arranged. They went out to bring food, and they went out to bring the wealth, and whatever they could bring in the court of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. And people came in numbers, and they presented in the court of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Some of them brought half the money, some of them brought three quarters of the money, some of them brought thousands and thousands of dinars. People are bringing wealth and wealth and wealth. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanAllah azza wa jal, he piled up all the wealth, whatever he had in his house, not even leaving a nail, according to some narration, not even leaving a nail on the wall. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala, brought caravans and caravans of all his wealth and presented in the court of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. And according to some narrations, he was wearing an old rag, old clothing, torn. Allahu Akbar. And beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam looked at Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala. And he asked, Oh Abu Bakr, radiyallahu ta'ala, did you leave anything for your family, for your household? What was the reply of this extreme love of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam, a maqam that you and I cannot comprehend, that status which you and I cannot even find in today's time and era, that status was only given to Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala, leaving, he's taking everything out of his house, each and everything from his house, including the nail from the wall, and presenting in the court of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam loads and loads of camels of wealth, loads and loads of camels of goods and money, and coming in the court of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam and dressed how? Dressed with an old piece of cloth, which we call a rag, torn. And when beloved Rasul asked him, Ya Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, what did you leave for your family? Allahu Akbar. Beloved Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala replied, Ya Rasulullah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I have left Allah Azza wa Jalla and my beloved Rasul alayhi salam for them. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul alayhi salam is enough for me and my family. Look at that. Mentality of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, taking everything out from his house, coming in the court of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa and answer that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul salam is enough for me. That maqam, that status, what is Islam views about the channel? No way we can comprehend and no way we can match Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala says that I am fond of three things. Three things. What are those three things? He loves three things. He's fond of three things. And what are those three things? That this is a secret weapon. A secret to the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. These three Madani pools, views of Madani channel is for you. These three Madani pools that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is for me. These three Madani pools that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu gives us is for the entire creation, for the entire ummah, for all mankind. The secret to success. Three things Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu was fond of. Number one, to continuously look at the Nurani face of the beloved Rasul alayhi wa sallam. Just imagine how lucky these personalities were. What was his ishq? What was his fond? What was his desire? To continuously look at the Nurani face of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam. And he said, my second desire is to spend my wealth for the sake of the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, in the previous narration we understood how much love Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu had for the deen of Islam, that he prepared to bring all his wealth in the court of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam. And number three, to remain present in the court of the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. All these three desires were fulfilled for the sake of the love of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fulfilled all these three desires of Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. Number one, he was blessed with the company of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu salam in the journeys and during his residence, to the extent that even in solitude, even in those times, in difficulties, in the cave, subhanallah azza wa jalla, he was the only one blessed with the honor of viewing the blessed face of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the cave of Sa'r. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu seen the blessed face of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam again and again, again and again, again and again. Similarly, his sacrifices of wealth were of such a great number that he was fortunate enough to sacrifice his entire wealth, complete wealth, at the feet of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And subhanallah wa jalla, even in the enlightened, the Nurani tomb of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, bestowed his eternal companionship and closeness to Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, because Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, his Mubarak body lies next to the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Madhi Islam views of Madhi channel. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is a beacon for us. He's a light. He's a guide. And that extreme love that he had for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he, subhanAllah, it engulfs the entire world. It shows us the reality of the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, his beloved Rasul alayhi salam. When the people see the love of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala for his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that we would wish that, oh Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ya Allah azza wa jalla, if we could only have a minute love for Allah's beloved Rasul alayhi salam, a minute love, a little love, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, my dear Islam brethren, the message of the Islam is very clear. Inculcating the love of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. The more we talk about these personalities, the more our ishq increases. The more we describe their lifestyle, the more we describe their historical events, the more we remember, the more we discuss, the more we see these type of programs on Madani channel, the more it inculcates the love of Allah Ta'ala and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So the only way to do it today is to attach yourself to the movement. This movement of the love of Allah Ta'ala and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Dawat Islami. Wherever you are in the world, you keep close to Dawat Islami. Connect yourself to the movement. In 200 countries, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the message of Dawat Islami is there. You will find a markaz of Dawat Islami. You will find a Madani markaz of Dawat Islami in your city. Faizan-e-Madina. Get to the nearest markaz of Dawat Islami. Get to the nearest Faizan-e-Madina, Madani markaz of Dawat Islami. And inshallah, tabarak, attach yourself with this Madani mahal. This Madani revolution. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, very soon you will see it will make an effect to you. Effect to your family members, your children, your daughters, your sons, your neighborhood. And inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, we hope to have a Madani revolution within our whole community, our whole country, inshallah. So keep connected to Dawat Islami, keep watching Madani channel. Until our next series, the shining stars of the Ummah, we hope to see you there again, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, aya Dawat Islami, teri doom machi ho, ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.
The shining stars of the Ummah.